something for the weekend. It's Saturday morning, and that means Damien Farrelly is in with your news from the net. Good morning, Damien.
Morning, Trina. She's even dragged me in a long weekend, but I don't mind. Clocks go. Hang on. Spring forward, fall back tonight. So we've an hour extra in bed. That's if the kids don't wake you anyway. So
she's would be up anyhow. Sure. Yeah,
that's what I was just going to say. It makes no difference.
Absolutely no difference.
Zero.
What do you have for us today, Damien?
Well, I don't know if you saw it, but there's a piece online. It's been on during the week. It's about basically Channel 4's Grand Designs. A lot of people like that TV show. But there have been some incredible bills. But some of the bills, they're now derelict off the cameras because the cameras stop rolling and then these places go to wreck and ruin them. I'm going to give you an example, right? There's an eco mansion. It featured an indoor swimming pool, beautiful wooden facade. Now, if you've seen it, it's rotting on the outside and the garden is all overgrown. You swear nobody ever lived in it.
Yeah, I always say that about places that have the wood on the outside. You always go, oh, aren't they gorgeous when they're first built? Yeah. Within about 2 weeks, they look like my decking, which is an absolute holy show.
Yeah, we had a new place. When it was all, yes, I'll have two of those, one of those. We were living in Sandyford back in the day and in a place called Aikens Village, and on the top of the house, they're still there. Maybe you could be listening there right now on your radio this morning. But there was, I think it was a cherry wood. Very hard to maintain. You needed a cherry picker to get at it.
And you were up there, I'd say. Were you doing it?
No, I had to get the man to do it because I'm not a man. I had to get someone with a ladder. I don't own a ladder.
So the places are wrecked after them spending a fortune on them.
Yeah, absolutely unbelievable. There's another couple. They dreamt of living on a barge, right? What a dream. Let's go live on a barge.
Hang on. Have to get this. Rosie and Jim. Rosie and Jim. Rosie and Jim.
Rosie and Jim. Chugging along on the old rag doll. They spent 80 grand on the renovation, right, for a barge. But they ran out of cash, funny enough. The boat was never finished because they ran out of money. It became a target for vandals. And then, as if that wasn't bad enough, it broke free, little barge, from its moorings. And it just headed off down the river there. And it was found washed up on a beach, lonely and wrecked.
So 80 grand down the drain.
Literally down the Swanee.
Yeah.
But that's not the saddest story, even though you might have a great sympathy for the barge. It was a lighthouse renovation. My sister always wanted to, I think, live in a lighthouse. Herself and her friends, actually. They're somewhere down. It could be in Clare. Three or four girls, they just headed off and they stayed overnight in a lighthouse and they had the best crack ever.
Now, the only thing about living in a lighthouse, all the rooms are circular. So how would you get the furniture to fit? You know, get the couch up against the wall.
Do what Ross did. Pivot! You were just pivoting up the whole way up the top to the lighthouse.
Tell me about the lighthouse story.
It cost a man his marriage. He borrowed 1.8 million now. 1.8 million for the project. He ran out of cash. I'm not surprising. But now he's 3 million in debt and he needs a further 2 million to finish the renovation. And the stress of it all, the missus obviously said, you know what? Good luck to you and your lighthouse and all your money. I'm off.
Oh my God. So 5 million it was costing in total.
Yeah, and it's not even finished.
And, not even and his marriage is over.
And he's not even happy. Yeah.
Ah, God. So yeah. Channel 4, Grand Designs, not as it seems.
No, all is not what it seems.
The next time you're looking at it going, oh God, I'd love a beautiful house like that. Think about the debt they're in. Yeah. Thanks, Jamie. When are you back on the radio?
Tomorrow, Classic Hit Sunday, and it's our mixtape weekend. It continues.
This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.